little different, but some great memories, I tell you that much. Being here in St. Benedict Hall, around the Rooney family, and in Latrobe, it was butterflies when I was driving up.
It's nice to see, you know, Doug and Kelvin. It's not nice to see them in different colors, but it is nice to see them again and see the way they've progressed in the profession. And, you know, they're putting together a great team, and it's going to be a fun couple days of good work.
For us, it's great because we had an extra game, so we were getting in that point in camp where everybody was getting tired of looking at each other. And then we add the added factor of the evaluation process against other people that they haven't seen before. So we hopefully it elevates their level of competition.
For us, it's a matter of, you know, having played one preseason game, and usually when you come back to camp after that preseason game, it's always a little bit of a letdown. But to have a team coming in to compete with and to work against surely was a big lift to end the week and end training camp on.
I think it was a joint venture. We just threw it out there, and they were on board. We were on board, and I think it's a natural fit, and hopefully this is years to come.
Yeah, and when Doug was trouncing the fields of the Whippoorwill, the Steelers and the Buffalo Bills used to always do this and meet at Edinburgh State College for a Saturday scrimmage before the first preseason game, I believe. So there is some tradition here, but to have the ability to spend 2 days together, I think whoever's whose ever idea it was good.